They say I'm 99 overall. It's that glide when I walk. Why you smile when I talk? Yo, where you up to?
Look at it, it's in these limbers.
What's going on?
What's going on is almost 100,000 layoffs this year because of AI, and it is not slowing down anytime soon.
That's not good though, no?
Well, it depends who you are. It can be good, it can be bad. It's accelerating, that's what's happening. Things are moving.
Does it affect me?
Well, no, it doesn't affect you because I would never fire you, but no. It's about to affect a lot of people.
Can you elaborate?
I can, but we have a flight to catch, so I'll tell you in the car. So the issue is that millions of jobs are going to be gone by 2030. Okay, so the next 5 years, by the way, millions is probably underserving it. Hundreds of millions of jobs. Like, if you ever heard of universal basic income, that's actually, I can make a video on that like some other time. That word started floating around 5 years ago, and it's a lot scarier than you might think. But that's totally a topic for another day. But the point is, you got guys like the Anthropic CEO who, I mean, he does this every single day. He is closer to what's going on right now than anyone else in the world. And by his own estimations, he says that 50% of white collar jobs will be gone in the next 5 years. These are the jobs that people have spent 3 to 5 years studying for, putting themselves tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for. And it's every single sector. All the banks, Citibank, JP Morgan, HSBC, they've all quoted they're laying off hundreds of thousands. The crazy thing is having these estimations, you know what's so interesting? Normally when there's a crisis happening, like you don't have any warning about the crisis happening. This time, at least they have the decency of telling you, hey, we are going to fire you. So maybe find a way to make yourself a little bit more useful. And by the way, just to make things clear, they're not doing this from a position of weakness. They're doing this from a position of strength. They're at all time record profits. You know, they're making tons of money. So it's not a matter of, oh, we're hemorrhaging a bunch of money, so in that case, we need to lay off a lot of people. No, they're just trying to make their current operations even more profitable. Now, the thing you need to understand is that AI is not going to replace humans. AI is going to replace humans that don't know how to use AI. Like, look, even for me and my businesses, I have yet to replace anyone because of AI. But what I have done is replace people that don't know how to effectively use AI. It's like having a regular colleague versus like a super colleague. So truly, I don't say this lightheartedly, the people in the next 5 years who manage to figure out how to use AI effectively will have 50 years of leverage ahead of them. They're gonna be competing for less jobs in a shrinking job market, and they're gonna have the advantage. So why do I give you this arbitrary number of 5 years? I'll explain a little bit more once we get to the private terminal, but there's a very big difference between people knowing about something and people actually utilizing it. So I'll explain that in just a bit. But for now, all you need to understand that this isn't a thing that might happen. It's a thing that is currently happening right now. Look, just in the first half of the year, there have been hundreds of thousands of layoffs in tech-related roles because of AI. Now look, whatever your opinions are of it or not, and I don't know if you guys have seen some of the stuff that went on recently with Meta, it was like probably one of the biggest social media exploits in history. I had countless friends that were affected by it. It was some of the craziest shit that I've ever seen. You were basically able to hack into people's accounts because they fired a bunch of human staff for AI. So like that's a separate topic, and sometimes AI doesn't work with its intended effect, and that definitely was the case with Meta recently. But look, the point is I'm not here to sit and debate whether that was the right move by Meta or not the right move. Like, quite frankly, I don't really care. All I care about is the fact that people are getting laid off. The safest of safe jobs are not safe anymore. And unfortunately, it's hitting a lot of my peers, you know, people my age, personally, people in their mid-20s, early 20s, late 20s, you know, even early 30s. So you might be looking at this video and going, all right, cool, fuck, I'm screwed. Amazing then. Well, not necessarily. How do I say this in the most like polite way possible? There's always someone getting screwed and someone doing the screwing. And by the way, like just that makes it sound like using AI means that you're screwing someone over. It's not. The point is, you just have to be an adult, look at the situation, be honest with yourself, and go, all right, these are the cards ahead of me, and I can either get replaced by it or use it to my advantage. And by the way, you need to understand that this isn't the first time. Just look at every economic major shift that has happened. This is very similar to the internet, by the way. And you need to understand this isn't the first time. There are these big economic shifts every couple decades. I mean, this is eerily similar to the internet. Now, one thing that you need to understand is during the internet era, as it started to gain traction and gain popularity, there were people that got such a competitive early advantage And then there were people that were slow to the game. And the people that were slow to the game, unfortunately, got replaced. Now, I want to make something very, very clear. If I sat here and I told you, you know what, there's this thing AI, no one knows about it, and you can get an advantage and you can get ahead because of it. Look, like, obviously that's not true. Look, let's not sit here and pretend as if no one knows about AI. Everyone knows about AI, okay? It's a very commonly talked about thing, but there is a massive difference between knowing about something and implementing something. And there's also a very big difference between knowing about something and then fiddling around with something and then actually utilizing something. Because, yes, does everyone know about AI right now? Of course, everyone's talking about it. The extent of most people's AI usage is they basically use the free ChatGPT plan and speak to like some sort of therapist, or they use chat now as a replacement for Google search. That's generally the extent of people's usage. So for me, we're really in this 5-year AI window where you actually have a chance to get ahead if you don't just know about AI. Because in 2001, 2002, everyone knew about the internet. Now, did everyone take action on it? Did everyone get an early mover advantage on the internet? No. Very, very, very big difference about hearing, maybe dabbling in something, and actually front running everyone else to be able to give yourself leverage and give yourself a competitive advantage. Because, look, I hate to break it to you, you may not like to hear it, but the world is a very competitive place. The world is a competitive place, and you are competing against other people in a market. So the choice is yours. You either front run someone else to a given objective, or you let them front run you. The option is yours. And if you do decide to use this technology, I implore you, don't just use it for the don't use it to just summarize an email. Yes, that's great. Okay, of course, there's some conveniences that come with AI, but that truly is just scratching the surface. There's so much more that you can do. You truly can build a multi-million dollar venture as a one-person business. It's insane the sort of leverage that AI now gives you if you know how to apply it correctly. And the gap between people who just sit and watch as a new technology emerges and the people who actually take action on it, that is where the opportunity is. So, as you've probably noticed, times have changed, and you know, bless your parents and your grandparents, they give you advice, go get a steady, stable job, go buy a house, your house will be your number one asset, all these things. And to be honest, all of that was very, very true in that time period, except back then, wages would increase in line with property prices and asset prices. Now, what's happening at the moment, they call it the K-shaped economy, is the people who own assets are getting disgustingly rich. I've actually had many, many of my friends in their mid, late 20s, early 30s this year basically tell me, I'm retired, I'm done. And the reason they're saying that is because they applied exactly what I'm telling you to do here in today's video, which is they used tools in front of them to build cash flow businesses, to then invest in assets. And those assets, I mean, look, you've seen where the stock market is right now. You see where property prices are. So these individuals I'm talking about, they followed the new playbook. It's very, very, very difficult to survive in today's day and age by following your parents' playbook, by following the playbook of, all right, cool, go get a steady job, because in the past, that would have been rewarded. Consistency, patience, loyalty to an organization. I hate to break it to you, but these organizations that, you know, you're so loyal to, quite frankly, they don't give a fuck about you. They will drop you like this. They'll drop you when it helps their bottom line, when it helps their profitability. Even though they're incredibly profitable as is, they don't give a shit. They want to get even more profitable. And they said they're not loyal to you. So unfortunately, that doesn't work, because let's say they even were loyal to you. Okay, let's say they were loyal to you and there wasn't this new headwind of AI coming in. They're still not going to increase your wage in accordance to the rising price of all these assets in this K-shaped economy that we live in. So I feel like at this point, you get it. I've drilled it into your head. And I really don't want this to be a, oh, the world is ending, everything's over. Because in my opinion, I actually think this is one of the most exciting times ever to become your own boss, to have true sovereignty. All you really need is a game plan. So I've set the stage already. I've told you what is happening in the world. Now the question is, what do you actually do about it?
So now we really get to the practical part of this video, which is, okay, you know that AI is here. It's not going anywhere. It's getting crazier. But how do you actually use that to change your life? So let's go over the practical pointers. Step number one, you have to immerse yourself in it. Now, there's generic AI and there's specialized AI. And the more specialized you can go with the AI, the more tailored the software and the solution is to whatever it is that you're trying to solve, the better. Okay, once again, that strengthens and that deepens your competitive advantage. So I need you to understand that there was things that 3 years ago you may have thought were not possible, and quite frankly, they weren't. But in today's day and age, there is a specialized AI to make it possible. And that brings us to the second practical point, which is you need to understand that AI is not something that actually makes you money in of itself. Okay, it's not a business model. What you have to do is apply AI to a business model or a side hustle. And what it does is it allows you to take something that was historically, let's say, a 5 out of 10 difficulty and make it a 2 out of 10 difficulty. Or it allows you to take something that would have taken you, let's say, 2 years to accomplish a certain goal with a side hustle or a business or, you know, some sort of online venture. And it really allows you to compress 2 years down into 8 months or 6 months or 4 months. What it's doing is taking your old timelines and squeezing it and compressing it down. And the third actionable is please do not substitute all of your critical thinking to AI. Like, I'm sure we've all been there. We've been on ChatGPT and we've written, create me a $10,000 a month business. Make no mistakes. And as funny and preposterous as that sounds, that is how sort of religious some people have been going with AI. You know, look, like everything in life, there's usually a sliding scale, and usually the truth is somewhere in the middle. And the truth is that yes, AI is an incredibly powerful tool, but the truth is as well, is it's not going to fix all of your problems, okay? It makes mistakes, it hallucinates sometimes, and you also need to be able to push back. And you need to be able to point out mistakes, because as these models evolve, and it's unfortunate, even with some of the larger LLMs, they'll take a step forward. And a lot of times the new model is an absolute train wreck. Okay. And it's constantly hallucinating and it's constantly making mistakes. So please do not substitute all of your critical thinking for AI. Remember, AI is not a vehicle to your dream life. It is simply a tool that allows you to get there faster.
So we actually fucked.
You are if you don't start utilizing AI today. But if you do, this will probably be one of the biggest opportunities and the biggest blessings that you'll ever experience in your life. So, you know, it's up to you. You have two routes now after everything we've said in today's video. If you lock in the next 5 years, could potentially be the best 5 years of your life, or trust me, it will turn into a living nightmare. Take everything I've applied here today. I know I haven't gotten super tactical. If you want me to go more tactical, please feel free to leave a comment in the description. I'm more than happy to run you through how to actually apply all these principles and everything I talked about here to a business. Because as I said, AI doesn't actually make you money. You have to use AI and apply it to a business, and that will make you money. So yeah, let me know if you guys want me to put something like that together. I'm more than happy to give you guys a few examples of different side hustles you can start. They can be fueled and powered by AI and make the process that much easier in 2026. So if that's something you want to see, leave a comment down below. Let me know. And on that note, as always, watching from afar and rooting for you.